I would love to recognize the risen Christ when he is here, walking next to us in life, not leaving our side, like in the long walk to Emmaus. Especially in these times, how can we see it? I look at the disciples for an answer. And I hear, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road? Were not our hearts burning within us? When was the last time you felt your heart burning within you? Maybe we do not always recognize. Maybe we do not always see when God becomes present until afterwards. But the words from the disciples are like words of direction, a bit of help for where to put our focus, what to hold on to in a world where so many different truths are given. And we might ask, where are you, God? We're not our hearts burning within us. That's when God was present. When was the last time you felt your heart burning within you? It is something to think about, moments to hold on to, moments to guide us and put us on track. Because maybe then, in those moments, God, the risen Christ, walked close beside us. The walk to Emmaus, it is a walk of hope, because it was so dark. The disciples were scared, confused, and lost, sad and in grief. Yet their hearts were burning, even though they still were asking, where is God? When they still did not recognize their friend. We don't have to wait for a perfect moment. Love has the power to shine through even when darkness seems to have the upper hand. And even in hurt and pain, and when we're lost. Maybe we first see it afterwards, but love can shine into our hearts even then. Hearts can be burning in the middle of pandemic, isolated flats, and worrying times. It encouraged me to ask again, when was the last time my heart was burning? Maybe discreetly, in a warm, subtle way, a gentle glow in the heart, an ordinary day that really looked like the day before. How come it was burning? Maybe that is something to hold on to. Because where there are burning, loving hearts, God is also there. God who is love. When do we feel our hearts burning within us? Where do we see loving hearts burning in our world? I believe it's something to seek, as it might be slightly hidden, like in a gentle warm glow, or not clear to us until afterwards. And while searching, let us pray. Not only a word or a quick glance, I pray. No, but like the way you in Emmaus appeared and carried the heavy burden of grieving brothers. Do not just visit, Lord. Abide with me. Amen.